Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, November 24, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is holding steady in familiar ranges as we begin this short holiday week. While last week saw reduced expectations for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates by 25 basis points, we're starting this Monday with renewed hopes for stimulus. Current market bets on looser monetary policy now stand at 69.2%. On Friday, New York Fed President John Williams shared his perspective, suggesting there's room to lower borrowing costs at the upcoming December 10th meeting. However, when it comes to October's economic data, it's unlikely we'll get any new insights this week. Looking ahead, November's labor figures, including the payrolls report, are scheduled for release on December 16th. With limited clarity on the broader economic picture, market movements will likely be driven by headlines. Over the weekend, much of the focus was on the potential for a ceasefire and peace deal in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. This week, we'll also be keeping an eye on key economic indicators, including the producer price index, retail sales, and consumer confidence gauges, which will provide further insights into inflation and consumer behavior. Now, let's take a closer look at what's happening globally. Starting with the British pound, it's been on a bit of a roller coaster ride recently, with limited direction ahead of the UK's autumn budget announcement. On Wednesday, Chancellor of the Exchequer Rachel Reeves will unveil the budget, which includes a £35 billion fiscal consolidation plan. This marks the second tax-raising budget under Reeves, and economists are predicting a positive market reaction. If that holds true, we could see the pound gain some value as we head into Thanksgiving dinner here in the US. Meanwhile, the Bank of England is set to meet on December 18th, so we'll be watching for any signals on monetary policy in the weeks ahead. Turning to the Japanese yen, it's showing signs of recovery after a tough week of depreciation that pushed it to its weakest level against the dollar since January. With Japan currently on holiday and Thanksgiving being observed in the US later this week, we can expect calmer markets in the short term. However, speculation around the Bank of Japan's willingness to raise interest rates remains a hot topic. The newly appointed prime minister is looking to shake things up with plans to increase spending and deregulate in an effort to boost business activity and drive growth following recent economic contractions. Before we wrap up, here's what to watch for this week. Retail sales data will be released tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Keep an eye on inflation indicators like the producer price index and consumer confidence gauges throughout the week. That concludes our market update for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for your daily FX briefing. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.